Good evening, it's 8:04. I'm Dave Meyer with KCLU News. A missing hiker has been found safe and sound after she became lost during a hike and spent the night in the mountains of eastern Ventura County. Martha Moreno was reported missing at around 7:30 last night after she failed to return from a hike in the hills north of Highway 118 in Simi Valley. Helicopters and ground crews searched unsuccessfully for the 66-year-old woman overnight. Some Simi Valley police officers on off-road motorcycles aided by a helicopter found her just before noon today. She was unhurt. Police say Moreno told them she became disoriented while hiking and ended up wandering through the hills above the city for most of the night. An environmental report has been released on a cutting-edge proposal to build the state's first wildlife highway crossing on Highway 101. KCLU's Lance Roscoe has the story.
Caltrans is proposing construction of the crossing west of Liberty Canyon Road in Agoura Hills. The idea is to give mountain lions and other wildlife the ability to safely travel between key habitat in the Santa Monica Mountains and the Simi Hills. Researchers say the highways in the region have created barriers which have led to animal deaths and reduced the genetic diversity of a number of species. There are different versions of the plan, but the basic proposal calls for a 165-foot-wide bridge over Highway 101, which would be covered with soil and plants to make it as natural as possible. It would also include a walking trail for people. Caltrans is planning a public hearing October 12th at King Gillette Ranch in Calabasas to share details of the proposal. Lance Roscoe, KCLU News.
California lawmakers have backed legislation to prohibit the sale of marijuana edibles shaped like a person, animal, insect, or fruit. The bill sent to Governor Brown today is an attempt to prevent pot-infused sweets from appealing to children. Brown vetoed similar legislation earlier this week. A Santa Barbara congressman is co-author of bipartisan legislation intended to make it easier for veterans to get some benefits they're supposed to receive. The Veterans Record Reconstruction Act would streamline the process of rebuilding missing or damaged service records. The records are key in determining the eligibility of veterans for benefits. A fire decades ago destroyed the records of millions of World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam War veterans, making it difficult for some of them to get the benefits they're eligible to receive. Democratic Congressman Salud Carbajal of Santa Barbara co-authored the bill with two other legislators. It's 8:06.